The Parent Report with Joanne Wilson.
How to know if you're teaching or nagging your kids. That's coming up next on The Parent Report. Hi, I'm Joanne Wilson with The Parent Report. Most of us have done it. Nag, that is. Maybe we've nagged our kids to clean up their room or do their homework. While nagging is a habit that's easy to fall into, it's actually ineffectual because kids have selective hearing and nagging is one of those things they tune out. But how do we know we're nagging? Richard Guare, author of Smart But Scattered, says there are signs that will tell us.
The fine line between nagging and teaching, it's partly a matter of tone. If you find yourself saying something over and over again to a child and the behavior hasn't changed, then I think that you can assume that continuing to say that again really constitutes nagging. The criteria for differentiating teaching versus nagging is, does the teaching result in some sort of change in behavior? If we say it, as I say it, again and again, and nothing happens, then we can assume that after a while, it's nagging.
There's more ideas and setting limits at theparentreport.com or follow us on Twitter. Next week, our kids' health. I'm Joanne Wilson.